The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, November 29, 2022. Cuba was elected vice president on behalf of the non-aligned movement of the Ninth Review Conference of the state's parties to the Convention on the Prohibition of the Development, Production, and Stockpiling of Biological Weapons. This is the most important forum for this international instrument, which has 184 states parties and is held every 5 years. The Cuban delegation to the meeting, to be held through December 16, is headed by the Director General of the Ministry of Foreign Relations, Multilateral Affairs, and International Law, Rodolfo Benitez, accompanied by the Cuban ambassador to the UN Geneva, Juan Antonio Quintanilla, and other diplomats. Cuba has been a member of the convention since 1976 and has a strong national implementation system which guarantees the strict implementation of this mechanism, the delegation said. The Cuban delegation added that it will condemn the impacts of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba, as well as its violation of the provisions of the Convention on International Assistance and Cooperation. Knowledge, science, technology, and innovation are nowadays pivotal tools to progress in the country's development, said Cuba's Deputy Prime Minister Ines Maria Chapman. Speaking at the opening ceremony of the 20th Scientific Conference on Engineering and Architecture at the Havana International Conference Center, Chapman pointed out that to achieve sovereignty, prosperity, and sustainability, it is essential to set policies, programs, and projects. Cuba has 6 strategic supports that are expressed in macro programs and projects to be used in seeking for a way out of issues already identified. It is vital, she emphasized, that engineers who often take on management positions and are placed in charge of projects be well trained. Cuba is presently working on a macro program called Natural Resources and Environment, which consists of 2 programs, implementation of the National Environmental Strategy and confronting climate change and disaster risk reduction. A significant increase in seismic activity in eastern Cuba has been warned by experts from the National Center for Seismological Research, SENAIS. SENAIS Deputy Technical Director Enrique Arango reported that this activity has been felt since November 18, when these imperceptible records for the population began to rise in the provinces of Camagüey and Las Tunas. He explained that this activity zone north of these territories has no precedence in the instrumental seismic record, and its incidences are systematically followed from the respective stations. At the end of the first semester of 2022, seismicity in Cuba did not have anomalies in spite of the very high telluric occurrence registered south of the archipelago, specifically to the southwest of Haiti and linked to the 7.3 magnitude earthquake reported on August 14, 2021. And in the international agenda, we have that 2 Chilean truckers' unions have decided to continue taking to the streets for more security and lower fuel prices, despite agreement reached by government to halt the conflict. According to Chile's Interior Ministry, 36 checkpoints across the country have been blocked with trucks. The unions, Camioneros del Sur and Fuerza Norte, agreed to continue mobilizing after rejecting an agreement reached this weekend by the government with the National Confederation of Freight Transport and the Federation of Truck Owners of the Valparaíso region. The document included 10 issues, including a millionaire support for the fuel price stabilization mechanism, keeping diesel value unchanged for 120 days, improvement of safety conditions in the rest areas, as well as the creation of tripartite work table. After rejection, the Undersecretary of Interior, Manuel Monsalves, stated the government will not allow strategic checkpoints to be blocked, so it will use all legal tools to clear the routes. Meanwhile, former Ecuadorian Vice President Jorge Glass may regain his freedom on Monday after a judge issued a precautionary measure for that purpose. Judge Emerson Curipayo of the criminal unit of Santo Domingo de los Chasilas issued a release order in favor of the former vice president, who must report once a week in Guayaquil and cannot leave the country. Glass, who has been behind bars for 5 years, is considered a victim of the judicialization of politics and was awaiting the determination of the date of a hearing to decide his release. But this new measure allows him to await the final ruling out of prison. In early November, the National Court of Justice dismissed the accusation against the former vice president and six other people involved in alleged irregularities in contracts for oil extraction in the Singui field during the Rafael Correa administration. With that ruling, their defense requested the unification of sentences to access pre-release after serving time for alleged crimes of illicit association in the Odebrecht case and for aggravated bribery in the case known as Sobornos, for which Correa was also convicted in absentia. Glass was denied to habeas corpus, one which would have allowed him to leave jail for several days this year, but the measure was annulled due to political and media pressure. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.